Hey, Rabbi, so we have to make a little bit of a disclaimer that we're going to speak about in Yonim, that it's a malam asagoseinu madrigoseinu. It's really above our capabilities in Kedusha, in Avodas Hashem. But we were mekabel from Rav Volbe Zatzal, that sometimes you can speak about in Yonim that are really above our capability. And perhaps, maybe it's not so much. But even if it is beyond, there's a toelis that when you plant a seed, the Gemara brings a maisa, a yid was planting an eitz choruv, a carob tree. So Rabbi Yochanan asked him, when does it give pears? He says, in 70 years it's going to give pears. He says, you think you're going to live that long? I mean, somebody was a person already had children, he was planting a tree. You think you're going to live that long? He says, Afal Pichan, when I was born, my father planted one for me, and I'm going to plant one for my son also. He'll come into the veld, he'll see an Eitz Choruv. There are certain things that there's a Zriya. There's an Enyan to be make a Shtila, a Zriya. You plant something, and even if the payers come many, many years later, even decades later, still could die. Still could die to do it. The Kula Hai V'ulai, maybe we can be even Oisik in these Inyonim. There's a Minag on Tu B'Shvat, Minag Shai, where the Minag comes from, to eat peiros, to eat fruit. Chagav, the fruit that the Minag to eat on Tu B'Shvat is peiros ha'ilan, something you make Bor Priya eats on. Maybe on Mezainus also, on Chito. But not to have all these things out, you know, dried this and dried that, at the Bor Priya Adama, in the stomach, there's no enyan to make bracha on those in Yonim, because Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilun. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilun. We're taking the Mishnah. So we think it's a nice enyan to eat peiros on Tu B'Shvat, but what does anybody know what it's about? Rosh Hashanah Le'ilun, so make a bracha on peiros Le'ilun. My Mishnah. So Tzadik says a few different places that through this minag, and he's medamit, he compares it to the minag of being choivet darovas on Hoshana Rabbah, that beating darovas on Hoshana Rabbah was a minag of Klai, so it wasn't the Takonis Chazal. But there's a bigger void in chavita sarovas. Ki avdua, Svor Magdishim, speak about it. That's not the topic we're going to speak about today. The chila peiros on Tu B'Shvat, he says, "In lav nevim, heim b'nei nevim." He calls it a minig hanevim. Minig hanevim. Since it's a minig of Klai, so it's a minig hanevim. What's the enyan? He says, "Through the achila of peiros, making the broch on the peiros." There are people there in the Chassidish Shavelt, I think they have all seder Tu B'Shvat. It's a whole tikkun on Tu B'Shvat to say which peiros and how many brochas and kavonas and enyonim. What's the enyan? Says Rabbi Tzadik, is that through the eating of the peiros, with the bracha, we make a bracha before we eat the peiros, so we're zoicha to be, not only this achila should be achila b'kedusha, but all our achilas should be b'kedusha. That all our achilas should be l'shem shemaim, b'kedusha u'b'tara. Nope, sounds like a choshev enyan, but what's in agia to us? Maybe that's an avoida for rebbes and tzaddikim nistorim. They're on such a high madrega, they're already over that they're achilas of, we're talking about an achil of heter, right? There's no shailas of Isa here. He's achil of heter should be b'kedusha l'shem shemayim. No, in Mele, he can be zoicha from that, the koach of that achila on Tu B'Shvat, that the achilas of the whole year should also be b'kedusha. Eicha madrega. I mean, we're not worried. I'm not worried about that. I mean, what are we worried about? Halavai will finish the day without chet. Achila b'kedusha, shem shemayim is bali avoida. People are not worried about chet anymore. Not worried about chet. He's not worried about lashon hara. He's not worried about bitul Torah. He's not worried about oinos dvorim. He's not worried about achilas dvorim asurim. He's not worried about a thousand and one averus. Shoyse kamayim avla. The apostle says, a pashut man is shoyse kamayim avla. Rabbi Sol Salantik said, what's a shoyse kamayim avla? He says, we do averus like a person. You ever see a person, yourself probably, myself, hot day, chamsin outside, you've been sweating, waiting for the bus, finally you get home or wherever you're going to, and there's a pitcher of water, a bottle of water, cold water. How many cups do you drink? How do you drink it? Sip a cup of wine. So you drink it, you sip it. You know, how much can you drink and how quick can you drink it? But mayim to a hot, overheated person who's dried out, one after the other, you goggle it down, right? So there's the pasuk shoysik kemayim avlas. It's a bisol salanta. We do averus yeminu smol. Right in the Bavanei Seinah Rabim, the lotion that we use, Bavanei Seinah Rabim, is not just a pismay, Bavanei Seinah Rabim. It's a person who could go through an hour a day without an Aveira. Halavai would go through an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a whole day without an Aveira. It's a tremendous Madrega. So we're worried about Achila B'Kdusha. What kind of, is that an Avoida for Klal Yisrael? That's an Avoida for Prushim and the Tzadikim. But the emes is, if we understand it on a deeper level, we'll see it is tremendous avoida for us also. And not only that, but perhaps it could be the most choshev avoida the whole year. It's pasi yitochen that could be the most significant thing that we do. Kamuvan, all this is mitletoli bitznai that the achilas heter, right? The misfortune of Tu B'Shvat is it becomes probably the day of the year where there's more achilas iser than any other day of the year, because there's so many michshoilim, there's so many problems of shrotzim in the things that people eat, as there could be in orla different shailas and shumim and achai. All sorts of shailas come up on Tu B'Shvat that you don't have shumim and achai. Sometimes they use on dried fruits. Orla could be problems of orla and different fruits. I don't know what fruits are available now in the shuk, but toloim, all sorts of different types of worms and insects. It's motzi ma'oi. So the first thing is we have to make sure before we worry about achila b'kedusha, we have to worry about shebe achila b'heter. That's a davar pashut. Nitzilus yadayim. A lot of people are not nizer chas v'sholem, and nizer tibula b'mashke. Fruit is wet. Is it mechuyev nitzilus yadayim? In the Shulchan Aruch, Tibula b'mashke, Chas Sham, a mezalzel b'netilas yadayim neker min oilam chazal say. The erste zach, the first level is it shouldn't be achila shel iser, but what was, and that requires tircha. We have to put ourselves out for that. That gufin is avoida in the hachonas achila, the preparation for the eating. There has to be a tircha to be tarech that it should be completely mutar al taras hakodesh. Let's say, Mes Hashem, we get past that stage, and everything we know is no shailas of orla and trumas and meisers and shrotzim v'chulu v'chulu. Now there's the chelak avoda. So here we have to go back to the shurish of the yetzer hara. Okay, we have to go back to the shurish of yetzer hara. We know em kol chatos, the root of al chatoyim. The root of al chatoyim was achilas eitz hadas. From that it was a mistake. From that branched off all the other yetzer haralach that we deal with on a daily basis. Akina and taifa and covered and beetle terror and all the things that we deal with. And all the things that Klal Yisrael dealt with from Reishis Yetzir Seinu until today. And all the things that Chatoim that people dealt with, even the Kas and Ritzicha and all the Gzela, all the yetzer haras. All the yitzhas, all the veiras, all the asenas, all the milchamas, all the tragedies, all from the achil veitzadas, em kolchatos. So right away we see that the mokor of all of our problems is a maisa achila. That's already puts the whole enyan of achila on a different level. It's not anymore such a big kasha, not such a big leap to say that those of us who are so osuk, in the void of being nizer b'averus, our avoid is not to do averus, sumira v'asei toiv. But it's not a big leap to say that we still have to pay attention to the chelik of achila b'kedusha. Because since the achila shaloi b'kedusha is the mokor for all averus that we're struggling with, it's yitochen that if we could make a tipul shorish, you know, get to the root of the issue, which is the Maisa Achila Visur, that we could help ourselves in all the Inyanim that we struggle with our Yetzer Haras. So you look in the beginning of the Maisa Bereishis, the Pashat the Pesukim. We don't think about them after the Pashat the Pesukim. Because Baruch Hu created Adam and the Chava, the first thing he told them was what they could eat, right? This is Vayit Hashem Elokim Gan Beidin Mikem Vayosem Shom Es Adam Asher Yotzo Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim Minu Adoma Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamare V'Tov Lamacho. So that's a double poshet that he meant that the achila of Adam Arishin should be from the eitz, from the eitzim. Veitza chayim b'sech ha'gon veitza das toivaro. We have some diukim that we won't do that now. Then later on, it's that the pasuk says what? The pasuk goes on. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam lema mikol eitz hagon achol teichel. The machal of Adam Rishon was from the eitzim. It's poshut. That's machal Adam. Even though it says lemaisa in the pesukim before that, Vayom Elokim hinei nosati lochem es kol eisiv zoreya zera asher al pnei achol oretz ves kol ha'eitz asher bo pri eitz zoreya zora lochem yeloch lo. Ulechol chayes ha'oretz ulechol loif ha'shamayim ulechol remeso ala ha'oretz asher bo nefesh chayes kol yerek esev loch lo yivayichen. So here, if you look, pay attention to the psukim, it's the davar boro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that achilas peres ha'ilon, the eating of the fruit of the trees, was for Adam, and the esev and yerek ha'sodeh was for the balechayim, like it says later on. And he was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to eat from all. The Michael of Adam was from the eitz, wasn't from the ground. After the chet of Adam Arishan, after they ate from eitz hadas, which was the only eitz they weren't allowed to eat from, after they ate from that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a klala. After the chet, because Bochu changed the Michael, the food of Adam Arishan, from eitz, from pre eitz, to eisev vasod. And that the Midrash says, Zolguain of Dmois, Adam Arishan started crying, pouring tears. And because Baruch Hu was makabel as a chelik of tshuva, and he mitigated the punishment. The next pasuk b'zeh sapecha, he said, "Adam Rishon aniva v'chamuri noichu me'evus echad." But I'm going to have to eat the same michael as the behemoths. You see from here also that the ikar, the michael of behemoths, is what grows in the ground. The michael of Adam was what grows in the trees. So because Baruch Hu was makabel his tshuva, b'zeh sapecha. The next pasuk b'zeh sapecha teichal lechem. Okay, you don't have to eat. I mean, I could eat the grasses and the hay like the behemoths do, but you'll eat chita, you'll eat taket lechem, but it'll be with a tremendous toil. Animals, you know, are not into loaves of bread. Human beings eat bread. We take the chita, we turn it into lechem. So that will be the maichel. But this is a big step forward, lemaisa, because chita, Rashi brings in Rosh Hashanah, chita was, according to one man, the Omer, and Chazal, was used to be an eitz. That's why on Shavuos Nidoinim, on Batzeres Nidoinim, on Peres Ha'ilon, what do we do on Shavuos? We bring Shtei Alechem, we bring the first offering of Chita is on Shavuos, says Rashi. Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, why? Because Eitz, it's like the Madoma, that Eitz Shochem, and Menor Adam Arishan, that the Eitz Adas, that Adam Arishan Ephron, was Chita. Chita, the wheat, was an Eitz. So Mela on Shavuos, that it's the time of din on Peres Ha'ilon, we bring chita, because chita has still a shayches with being an eitz. But maybe we'll come back to that later. I'll call upon him, Mr. Dover Boro, that Adam Arishan and Chava were meant to eat Peres Ha'ilon and not Esev Hasode, and not the Yerek, and not to be Tereach in the Achila. Shouldn't be any Tircha in the Achila. Should all be Benekel, everything should be easy and comfortable without any tircha and zeya. And instead, once they ate from Eitz Hadas, everything was niskalkel. The Adama was niskalkel, the Peres Ha'ilon were niskalkel. Adam wasn't able to eat just from Peres Ha'ilon anymore. He had to eat from, if not Esev HaSoda, but the Chita itself is not an Ilon anymore. Even though bread is the sustenance of human beings, everywhere you go, you have to eat bread, but it's not from Peiros HaIlan anymore. It itself turned into Esav HaSodeh. So what changed by Olam Rishon before and after that? How do we get from Achila Veitz Hadas to all the tzoras that we have today, all the tzoras of the Yetzer Hara, the Taivas and the Arayas and Lashon Horas and Kovan and Kas and Kepetis, all of the things that we, how do we get from one to the other? So we have to understand a little bit more about Eitz Hadas. Ein lanu esek b'nistoros, but there's certain things that we can understand. The Zohar Kodesh, it says seven different dayas, seven different opinions. What was Eitz Hadas? Yeshu mimsha shateino hoya, gefen hoya, esek hoya, chita hoya. Many dayas. What was the esek hoya? Many dayas opinions. What was Eitz Hadas? And then the Zohar ends up by saying that kulan kshayt. They're all true. What even they're all true? How can you say it was everything? What was Eitz Hadas? If it was gefen, if it was grapes, it wasn't a fig. If it was a fig, it wasn't a date. If it was a date, it wasn't wheat. So how can you say Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chaim? So Tzadik explains that so the Maaseh is a big chiddush. Of course, he has raya's for it. That Eitz Hadas and Eitz Achaim was in every Eitz. There was a possibility of being of eating from the Eitz Hadas or the Eitz HaChaim in every single species that was in the Gan. And the Machloikis in Chazal, which Eitz was it, was where did he start? Where did Adam and Chava start? What's the first tree they ate from? What's the first species they ate from? That in it they tasted from the Eitz Hadas. But the Eitz Hadas was in every single one of them. The Eitz Hadas Tevara was in every tree, and the Eitz HaChaim was in every tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam to eat from Eitz HaChaim and not to eat from Eitz Hadas. That was the whole Avodas Hashem. You know, he didn't have Tayag Mitzvahs. Whole Avodas Hashem. Be Nizer, not to eat from, in every, it's like, it wasn't just one tree. It was in every tree that you have there. Be Nizer, when you eat from it, don't eat from Eitz Hadas, Chelek, eat from Eitz HaChaim, Chelek. I don't think that it was a part of the tree. Like in the Tzofen, in the northern part of the tree was Eitz Hadas, in the southern part was Eitz HaChaim, and you had to figure out which was. I don't think that was that's the pshat. It seems that the pshat is that in every achila, in every tree, it was possible to eat it in two different ways. It was possible to eat it mitzad Eitz HaChaim, with the kavon of Eitz HaChaim, and it was possible to eat it with the kavon of Eitz Hadas, Toivora. In the terms that we're speaking about today, it means it was possible for Adam HaRishon, as it is today, to eat L'soiva Nafshei, to eat L'shem Shemayim, B'kedusha, U'betara. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world that in order that the Neshama can stay in the goof, you have to eat. And since the Rebbeinu Shem wants the Neshama to exist in the physical world, so you have to eat in order that the neshama can remain alive in this world. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants. Says l'seva nafsha, a person needs in order to sustain. That's my chelk, my avodas Hashem is to sustain my life in this world. Goimel nafsha, you have to take care of yourself because the Rebbeinu Shem wants your neshama in this world. So that's the avodah of achila, the avodah of achila. Sin in mukhra mezumen to eat in order that my neshama can stay in the world, in order that the Ratzon Hashem can be done. I should do my mitzvahs with my body, and I should think machshavos kedoshos and diburim kedoshim and shmiras Torahs and v'chula v'chula. The whole avodas Hashem that involves the body should be possible only, it can be possible only through my achila. So I eat l'shem achila. But that's avodas achila b'kedusha, and that's what the Rebbeinu Shem wanted when he said also the lashon mikol eitz hagan toichol. So it tells you can eat from every tree. Eitz Hadas and Eitz HaChaim. From every achila that you eat, eat it with this kavana. But don't eat even one of them with a kavana of Eitz Hadas Toivara. What's the kavana of Eitz Hadas Toivara? Ki yadua, a person eats, the pears of Gan Eden were a little bit better than the pears we have today. Now the Gemara says, that Yom Shechor Beis Hamikdash nitol tama peiros, that the geshmak of the peiros already from Chum Beis Hamikdash went down tremendously. Kal v'chomer ben Bershel, kal v'chomer the peiros of Gan Eden. There's a guy named Ein L'Shayr Ein L'Tayr, the Gishmak, the sweetness, the intensity of pleasure, of Gashmi's pleasure that was in one Achila from the Maisa Yod of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Peiros B'tzivyoinam Nivru. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the tree with the Peiros on them. Can't imagine the Gishmak that was in those Peiros. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Meitza Das Teivara Lo Soicha. Don't eat it with any Hargoshes Hanos Aguf. You must eat it in a way that you don't even pay attention to the Hanos Aguf. Comes the Nochosh and tells him, you know why? Because then you'll be the Yisim Kelohim. You'll be like the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And he does a good sales job on Chava and convinces her that she should eat from it. But he doesn't mention anything about Hanos Haguf. The Nochosh doesn't say a word about eating it l'shem taiva. What does the Nochosh say? V'nochosh hoyo oru mikol chayas hasodeh, asher osa Hashem Elokim. V'yoyme Eloisha, af ki amay Elokim lo yisoichu mikol eitz hagan. V'yoyme Eloisha, al Nochosh mipi eitz hagan noichil, mipi eitz asher besoich hagan, amay Elokim lo yisoichu mimenu v'lo yisigu boi pen tumusun. V'yoyme Nochosh Eloisha lo yitom mois tumusun. Ki yodei Elokim b'yoyme Acholcha mimenu v'nift kurei neichem. You'll be able to see things that you otherwise weren't able to see. V'yisim ke Elohim, and you'll be like the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yoidei toi v'ra. You'll be able to have tremendous das, to have bechira chofshis. What is the next pasuk says? So he sells the eitz das, that it's a whole avoda. There's a whole avoda in the chilas eitz das. The Bereshim doesn't want you to do it because it's for the big league, right? It's for the next stage in avoda shem. Whatever, you're not ready for it. The Nochosh tells you, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. What is the next pasuk? Vatera isha ki tovo eitz lemacho chisavu leinai. Mantchashme. Who said anything about macho? Toiv l'macho? Toiv l'eitz l'macho v'chisav v'hu l'inayim? V'nechem l'eitz l'haskel. Then she said, oh, after the type is miserere, she said, oh yeah, right. Then you know, avoida here, there's a whole avoida. All right, that the Mephoshim speak about, what was the avoida of achila v'eitz adas? They've already had a kavon l'shem shemayim. And a whole cheshbon l'shem shemayim, why they should eat from eitz adas. But the problem was, the toiv l'machol, the tava huleinayim. That was the problem. The problem was it was an achila that brought with it, with the kavana of having to be margish hanoas haguf. You think, what's so terrible, man? What's so terrible about hanoas haguf? The Meister Rebbe should get Chazal Mesak and Birkas Haneni. We make a broch on hanoas haguf, right? Hanos Aguf could be not only a Dover Amuta, but it could be a Gewalt Gezach. But Al Koponim, here's the problem. The problem is Hanos Aguf. So this Tareach, you know, many years trying to understand this Mahalach of Tzodik. What is the problem with Hanos Aguf? Such an Aver, Hanos Aguf. Not talking about a Maise Yisr. Hanos Aguf. Hargoshes Hanos Aguf. Der Hagav of Tzodik explains according to this, why wasn't the tshuva of other Marishan, why wasn't it good enough to take away the Gzar Din of Misa? Old Kasha, all the Mephoshim have the Kasha. Well, the Marishan did tshuva for 130 years. Why couldn't this tshuva take away the Gzar Din of Misa? So the Hezber is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Neshama to come into the Guf, that the Guf should be tofel to the Neshama. It should be so tofel that it's almost non-existent. It exists. But as far as the Baal HaBayis, I'm the Baal HaBayis, and this is my goof, as far as I'm concerned, my body could be almost a kamandalesa. Moshe Rabbeinu Isho Elokim, Mechetzi Lamata Ish, Mechetzi Lamala Elokim. A person could be so dovik with the Rebbeinu Shem that he doesn't pay attention to his goof. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayitochen, he was oil l'shamayim. The Gemara says, "Arboim yoim, 40 days. Lo ochav, lo shase. He didn't eat and he didn't sleep, but he didn't drink. Is it possible for a physical body to go even 3 days without shayna?" The Gemara says, "No. He's a person give makas mardis. If he makes a shvud, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. He give him makas mardis. Impossible to go 40 days without achila, shtia, shena, is not possible for a physical body. And Moshe ola lamorim. Make no mistake about it. It wasn't Moshe's neshama that went to Morim. Moshe ola lamorim. So what's the pshat? So the Ramchal is masbir in Das Tunis that he was mizdakech. His body became so purified that the chiluk between his body, the difference between his body and neshama was kimat, was kechut asayra. His body was elevated to a level of neshama. That was the tachlis of Bria. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tachlis of the Bria. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, what does it say about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu lameis. He didn't die. It's possible, well, we don't understand, it's rochuk from our understanding, it's possible that a person could elevate his body to a level that it's almost like neshama, ad kedei kach, that there's no misa. And bemes by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu also could have lived forever. What does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu b'sof yomov? Loi nos leichai. Moshe Rabbeinu had skin like us. His body was in perfect shape. Well, the whole midrash, and then in the Zayis HaBrocha, how was it that Moshe Rabbeinu died? So the Bereshim came so close as the Shomer Poshut popped out Merov Tveikus as Mises Aneshika. But mitzad the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have lived forever. Mitzad goof by the Goyim Derech Agav, the doctors checked him. They said he could have lived another 300 years. His body could have gone on another 300 years. But it's possible that Bereshim's kavana was, the Tachli Sabriya was, that the neshama should be such a balabais over the goof, that the goof is mishapech till the goof is almost neshama. When the goof is almost neshama, if the person has that level of yichud in his avodas Hashem, he could be dovik with his goof to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Moshe Rabbeinu ola lamarim. Moshe, with his body, went to his dovik with the Rebbeinu. But it wasn't a pella that he could go 40 days without a chila, shti, and shena, because he was a neshama. He was a chelek neshama, and when the person's in that level of neshama, he can be dovik to the Rebbeinu Shem. When a person's dovik to the Rebbeinu Shem, he's not mugbal, he's not anymore limited by the factors of the laws of nature. He could go on and on and on. He could live forever, and he could go on without eating, without sleeping, without drinking. That's all if the goof is tuffled to the neshama. But what if the goof is not tuffled to the neshama, but it's a shutif? Shnei shutifim. Shnayim oichlim betalos. So, it wasn't possible for Adam Arishon, Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't possible for him to be margish his body as part of his atzmius. He was such a level of dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that his goof, as far as he was concerned, was kimak kimandaleisa. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Lameis. The physicality of his body wasn't like the physicality of our body. Akhiri Kach, the Ramchal says it was some kind of choymer zach. It was vade choymer. His body was choymer, and the bria was choymer, but it was so zach, it was so purified, it was so Torah, it was almost kimandaleisa. It was almost, not in the physical level it was different. But Al Kapani, it was kimad impossible for him to margish any chatzitza between himself and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because his body didn't have any input kimad into who he was. He was kula neshama. With a chelik cotton of physicality, and that chelik cotton of physicality, he was supposed to be mechayet with a chil of eitz ha'chayim. But came the Nochash with a proposition, and it sounded good. Be mechayah the goof. Be mechayah the goof. And when they took in from the potency of the Eitz Hadas was such that when they ate it, they could feel the geshmak going into their bodies. And that's what Ahana is all about. You feel your body. It's a physical experience. And the minute they were infected with that germ of hargoshas haguf, of feeling the goof, the body in itself became a shutif. It wasn't a tuffle anymore. It was a shutif. And when the body is a shutif, and if chas v'sholem, it continues the process, not only becomes a shutif, but it becomes a balabos. But I'll call him, the first step is he's a mandoma. If even if it wasn't a full shutif, the goof became a mandoma. All of a sudden, Adam and Chava were margish the goof. That's why they all of a sudden they looked at themselves, they had a busha. they were margish their bodies. The body is a man d'oma. And once there's a body that's a man d'oma, the body's not interested in dveikus, and the body's not interested in kedusha and tar and steigen and midas. The body's not interested in any of that stuff. So now I have a body, and the body's interested in tov l'machol v'chule. What do you do with it? Guess what you do with it? You have a struggle. You have a gefelach struggle. That's avodas habechira. And that's why it's called Eitz Hadas Toivara. Now you're going to be in a big battle between Hargoshes HaGuf, Avodas HaGuf, and what the Guf wants, and what the Neshama wants. And the Guf is going to be a Man D'Oma. And Tachas, instead of the Avoda being what it should have been, was that the Per Adam HaRishon was supposed to take from the Eitz HaChayim and be Mechaya his body and his Neshama with a Kavon of Dveikus, only doing it because the Rebbein Shem commanded, Achila L'Shem Shemayim. Instead of that, right, everything's going to change. Now he's going to want to eat because the body wants Hanot. Who's the body? He's a mandoma. It keeps telling me what it wants. And after a while, I believe him. And after a while, he becomes me. And everything is mixed together. The body and the neshama, toiv, eitz hadas, toiv v'ra'atz, al mu'uriv. It's all mixed together. To the point that a person comes over, I'm hungry. I'm hungry? I'm not hungry. My body's hungry. I want to shteig. I want to daven. I want to do mitzvahs, yes. But we don't think like that because we're after the taruvus. It's a blila. It's a blila gemur. It's all mixed together. To the point that we think our body is us. So that's why we have a struggle. So Bereshit told other Marishan, now everything's changing. You were in machshiv your body. Your body's not tofel anymore. He's not a commandalesa, he's a mandoma vodeich. He's a mandoma. And that you can't get rid of. He changed the posture, the physicality, his body, the male of the tshuva didn't help to take away Misa. We'll get to that in a moment if we have time. But now that you have this goof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants other Marisa. It's not the onshima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu tikkunim. It's not a punishment because of kas or because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get even with us. He gave all the Marishan a tikkun even after the chet. What's the tikkun after the chet? Aleph, food's not going to be so gishmak anymore. Eis of Asod. The first gzeira HaKadosh Baruch Hu made before Adam did tshuva was that you're going to eat the grass. I don't know if any of you experienced eating grass recently, but it's not so gishmak, I'm sure. Right. You have a problem with achila. Achila is the problem. What did achila do to you? It made you be margish hanos aguf. And when you feel hanos aguf, you machshiv your goof. You think your goof is part of you. Loza, don't eat such gishmak thing. So, okay, all the mirzol gueinov. He was sebroch. Another mirishon was sebroch. And I'm going to be like a behema. So I could have brought him bezeis apecho teicha lechem. Okay, lechem. Lechem is a gishmak already. There's no better smell in the world than lechem, right? It says, but it's going to be bezeis apecho. Meaning that you need two things now. What you could have done to be mekayim yatachlis through achila b'kedusha, you can't do that anymore because your goof is such a mandoma. Your goof is derish. Derish u'mevakish. Balabai is doichik. The body wants a hanoa. We wouldn't eat. Who would eat here if there would be a hanoa and achila? Would anybody eat? None of us would eat. It's a waste of time. It makes you tired. Gives you a stomachache. Who would eat? It's the hanoa that pushes us. Of course, we feel weaker also, but the hanoa pushes us to eat. But there's both of them. B'zeyas apecha teicha lechem. It's going to be a struggle to eat. Panosa. B'nafsho yovias lachmai. Say in the tefillah. It's not possible to put bread on the table. In Goliath, Baruch Hashem, sitting and learning Moser Nefesh for Torah, you know that pay them a call at the end of the month is not a possible thing, right? Unless you got a rich shver, a rich parent. Shver, b'nafshe yovias lachmai. Sebrochen, if it breaks, that's what Bitzodik says, yigiyah shneyem mishakach hasofim. That's what people go, toiv, torim derech eretz, you have a goof now after Achila Veitz Hadas. The goof became a mandoma. You can't get rid of that mandoma, and he wants to do blind taivas, achilas, hanois, v'chula v'chula. So how are you going to deal with him? Weaken. Now mechuyven tanesim once a year, mechuyven tanis mitaraisa. that bezeis apecha teichel lechem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says it's not going to be so pushy to get you achila. Before Neitzah, in Gan Eden, the person could stomach just go and pick it, and it was finished. Fatih Gazar, it was done. Chita, when chita was an eitz, says Nachazal, the chita was eitz. The bread grew on the tree. What happens after the chet of Adam Rishon? It's not an eitz anymore. What is it? Chita. What can you do with chita, Rabbi Yisai? Try and eat chita. You can't eat it. You have to thresh it and bang it and first harvest it. The avoida, sidur shall pass. You didn't learn yet, right? Sidur shall pass. How many malachas, hilchas Shabbos, on sidur shall pass? B'zeis apecha toich alechem. The achila itself is going to be such an arbe, such a tircha, such an avoida. Guess what? That gufa will be machnia the guf. B'zeis apecha toich alechem. Yegia shneim shakachas ovei. There are two times a year that we have a shaychus with this avoida of achila b'kedusha. One is on Shavuos, and that is on Tu B'Shvat. Before we get into the avoid of Shavuos, so what's the matter now of not only all the Marishan, but Atem Kriim V'Odem, all of us? We have a shver avoid. The avoid is we feel our goof, and the Ritzayin Atzmi, the Hanos Aguf, and everything that it wants. What do we get upset about? What does the procedure get upset about? Because he didn't get what he wanted. How much of our kaasim are because the food wasn't ready, the bias is not cleaned up, there's all sorts of things that are totally in our physicality? How much of our tzoros is our own yetzahara is totally in the goof? Taivas, Shmir saying Naim, Yonim, the Rishayach, the Kedusha. How much of it, our void is because we have a goof? So we fell into, we didn't ask for it, right? We're the descendants, but we fell into a huge avoida. There's an avoid of being Oisik in Oilam Agashmi. We have to be Oisik in Oilam Agashmi. And there's an avoid of Bechira, Bein Toiv V'Ra. But it's really the two sides of the same coin. Because the whole problem of Bechira, Bein Toiv V'Ra, only came into the world and continues to exist because our goof is a Manda Oma. Because in our eyes, our goof is us. If in our eyes our goof would be a tofel, a kimat keman delays, and we're kula neshama, so that's like the Ramban says. So the Marishim before the Chet, he beteva. His naturally did what the Ratzon Hashem was. There was a koach ra, but the koach ra wasn't inside Adam. It was in the nochash. It was chitzoni. It was a yetzirah chitzoni. It wasn't yetzirah pnimi. But after it was internalized, we're in the milchama ponim v'ochor. That's what Ramchal brings. You see, a person is in a milchama. Every place we turn, every moment of the day is in this soin and Muhammad budin toiv v'ra. And the mocker of all that is because we're a machshiv the goof. Because all the Marishan and Chavah were machshiv the goof. They elevated the goof to a new level that it wasn't, the Rosham didn't want it to be at that level. So the two times a year that we can get to the root of the issue, one is Shavuos and one is Tu B'Shvat. On Shavuos, we already mentioned that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an avoid of Hakriva Lefonei Shtei Halechet. That there's a mitzvah to bring from Chita, Dafke from Chita, the loaves of bread in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an offering in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Kamando Omar, that's going according to Mando Omar, She'eit She'och Memeno Adam Rishon Chita Hoya. Manu Shmita. We bring Chita today, which is a plant, a grass, because Adam Arishan ate from Eitz Hadas, because in times before the Achil of Adam Arishan, the Chita was an Eitz, but today it's not an Eitz. And why do we do it on Shavuos? Because Shavuos, Nidonim ala Peiros Eilon, the Mishnah says, Shavuos is the time of Din for the Peiros Eilon. So we bring what? We bring grass, Chita. Bring an Esrog. An Esrog is still an Eitz. Why Dafke Chita? The Teretz is because there's probably no, the Chita is a moshel. It's more than a moshel, but the Chita is a moshel for the Yerida of Adam Arisha and the Yerida of all of Klal Yisrael and Lahavdil of Adol Sugoyim, the Yerida from before the Chet to after the Chet. the chita is the thing. The piece, that little gishmaka seed there, which you could do, to get cakes and pasta and bread and all the hanos that we get out of chita. But how much zeis apecha is involved in getting it out of the chita? In the chita is munach, a remembrance of the whole klola, of the whole mapola, of the whole yirid of Adam Arishon. But on Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, what happened at Matan Torah, the Gemara says, Poska Zuhumas HaNochash. Matan Torah, this whole problem of the Nochash was solved. So they did the Cheta Ego. So the Gemara on Shabbos, Poska Zuhumas HaNochash by Matan Torah. So really, Shavuos is a time, Reb Tzadok explains this, Shavuos is a time when there's a possibility again to bring back Chita to the matzav it was before the Chet of Adam Rishon. We could go back to that type of achila. That's the maila of Yigiyas Torah, of Limud Torah, of Mitzvah Hashem, of living al pi Torah. We can bring the whole matzav back to Chita Lifnei Achet. What do we take? What's the hakrov on Shavuos? Shtei alechem. You take kikras lechem. That's the way. That's what chita was. We're not makriv chita on the mizbeach. We bring loaves of bread. That's the chita. What you see chita today is any. If somebody show you a pile of wheat and a loaf of bread, would you make any comparison? Would you even dream in a million years that it's the same thing? So that's only because it's after chet. Before the chet, it all goes back. And on Shavuos. On Shavuos, when there's a Hisarus, every Shavuos there's a Hashpom and a Shemayim of those things that happened at the time when they happened. At Matan Torah there was a Tikkun Gomel, and it was possible to go back to the Matzav of the Marishim before the Chet. And all the Chidus could be B'kdusha, B'tara, and the Guf could be a Dover Tofa, completely secondary to the Neshama. And we could devote our whole selves without any Tircha. No Yigiyin Bechira and no Yigiyin Achil and Parnasa. We could devote ourselves totally to the Rabbeinu Shalom because we'd be Kula Neshama. The Vaidus of Bechira would be something just to deal with Avoida Chitzayni, something external to us, like by the Nochash. So that comes back every year on Shavuos. The possibility of Mesakin that to work on those Inyanim comes back every year on Shavuos. On Tu B'Shvat, more than that, In Yom Matan Torah, on Yom Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, number one, a way to lighten the burden of the Bechira, because we have Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lo Saseh. It's not so difficult anymore to make the right decision, because we know what the right decision is. And secondly, we have Yigiyas HaTorah. Remember, it's the two things. Tov Torah and Derech Eretz, Yigiyas Shnei and Meshakach HaSofen. Yigiyas Limud Torah also is Meshakach HaSofen. And then on Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat is the time when we can be oisik in the Maisa Achila itself. When we take the Peiros Ha'ilon, and with the Brocha, that's the Iker of the Achila on Tu B'Shvat, is the Brocha over the Peiros. To the extent that the Brocha becomes the Iker, we know it's going to taste good, right? We know the fruit's good, it's sweet, that's why you're making the Brocha on it. If it doesn't taste good, you can't make a Brocha on it. We know it's going to taste good, but the reason we're eating it is for the Brocha. And when we eat the pre, because there's a bracha, because we want the bracha, that's achila b'kedusha. I'm eating now not because I have a goof. I'm eating now because I have a neshama, and the Bereshit wants the neshama to stay in the goof. And that's the whole reason I'm eating this. That's achila of Adam. That's achila Sodom. That's what achila Sodom was supposed to be. That's why it's dafka peiros ha'ilan, because the fruit of Adam was supposed to be dafka peiros ha'ilan. So on Tu B'Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. So why is it Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon? It should be Rosh Hashanah Le'ilones. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, that Elon, the Eitz HaChaim. To be Dovek Be'Eitz HaChaim. This is the time, this is the Iker of it. It could be, that's what we started out with. It could be that this little minig that everyone's a little bit kind of laughs at and giggles about, a little bit of eating the Peiros on Tu B'Shvat. It's Yitochen for certain people. I don't know, I'm not on that Madrega, but maybe we'll plant it as a seed in our minds. That avoida could be the most important avoida the whole year. Ad kedekach, Sodik says that if a person, there's other times you could do this also, on Shabbos also you could do this, but a person would eat these achilas on Tu B'Shvat, B'kedusha B'tara, so Messiah, it has the potential to help us that all our achilas, all of them, could be B'kedusha. And when all of our achilas are b'kedusha, when all of our achilas are l'shem shemayim, l'soiva nafshe, when everything we do is because the Rebbeinu Hashem tells us to do it because he wants us to do it, then our guf is not a mandoma anymore. And when the guf is not a mandoma, we're not machshiv the guf, what do you think happens to avodas habechira, the struggle of bechira? It goes away. And mi'atzmeinu we will be dovek b'kadosh Baruch Hu, and we could live forever. There were two people after Adam Harishon that were zoicha to this. Yaakov Avinu Lameis, and by Yaakov it says Shufa the Yaakov Avinu was Keshufa the Adam Harishon. The beauty of Adam of Yaakov Avinu was like the beauty of Adam Harishon, meaning Adam Harishon before the Chet. Yaakov Avinu was on a madrega that he wasn't toyim bichlal hagoshes haguf. He didn't taste bichlal danos haguf. Mela when he told Lavanka, right? Told Lavanka, Hava es ishti vavo aleha, give me my wife so I can cohabitate with her. So Rashi says, Chazal says, a kal shebekali mei mundabrike. A bum doesn't talk to a shver. Talk to a shver. This is not good chosen. Hadrocha here. Give me my wife. Elamai. What did Chazal say? Livnois. He wanted to make him yud beis shvatim. By Yaakov Avinu wasn't bechal nanyan of hagosha sagup bechal. He was talking, I got to put on tefillin. What are you holding me back for? I have to build yud beis shvatim. There was no hanot bechal. Memela Yaakov Avinu was zeichet. That's why he's shufed. The Yaakov Avinu kashufed Adam Harishon. He was like Adam Harishon in his beauty, the real beauty. Memela says by Yaakov lameis. It's shayach. Such a person doesn't have to die. Why does he have to die? Well, mechatesi should have to die. Who else was zeichet to that? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says after Kivyochel died, what he used to come home for Shabbos and make kiddush l'bnei beisai. So Sefer Charedim said he was moitzi then. They were yoitze. Because he wasn't really dead. All right, the Shechinim saw and things, they had to stop coming, whatever. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's last words in this world? Held up his hands, says, Lo Nenesi, even though he had all kol tuvoi lamazin. He had snoim b'yamos hakayitz, and then what was the other thing? But he had everything, all the non-seasoned the out-of-season vegetables and fruits, he had it on his table. Had everything. Lo nenesi afilu me'etz b'ktana. Hano? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was Kodesh. The Chagav, the Swarmag is about, he was a nitzitz of Yaakov Avinu. That's what we call Rabbi Yehuda. Hanasi, Nasi is nitzitz shel Yaakov Avinu. It was the same, it was the Yaakov Avinu, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Adam Harishon, the Fnei Chet, it's all the same thing. They could live forever. Boshe could live forever. Because the guf is not a manda oma. The guf is a commander lace. It's a tofel to the neshama. The neshama is chayv v'kayim lo'ilam. So Yerotzen, we should be zoiche to be, do the avoidance that we need to do, which is yegiyas haTorah and the kavonah taka true. If we can, whatever kol echad lefi madrigos to be oisik in yonim of l'shem shemaim in the dvorim amutorim in hanos amutorim to do it l'shem shemaim. Kulah v'ulai, maybe we'll be zoiche that. After Tu B'Shvat, the burden of Yegiyas HaYetzer will be lightened for us.